Good evening, Rabosai. Baruch Hashem, we are only 1 week from Purim Haba Aleinu Letova. We're less than a week. 6 nights from now, we will be laying the Megillah. And 6.5 days from now, we will be laying the Megillah again. What I'd like to talk about this evening is what's the reason we have the double Kriyas HaMegillah, and more than what's the reason for the two Kriyos. After all, we don't light Hanukkah candles at night and in the morning. We don't drink Dalet Kosos at night in the morning. So why, by this version of Pirsumanis, do we, yes, do it 2 times, one at night and one in the morning? Most of the mitzvos of relating to a yontif, we do not repeat twice. We don't shake a lulav one at night, one in the morning. We don't eat matzah once at night and once in the morning. We don't do anything else that's associated with any other yontif at night and in the morning, except in this case, in the case of Megillah, we do. And it will cease so shortly. There's a very specific reason or reasons why that is the case. Another point that I want to raise is, if we do have the Kriya at night and the Kriya in the morning, are they halachically equivalent? Meaning, are they on the same level? Or is one on a higher level? And secondly, will they share the same halachos? We'll find numerous halachos that will not be the same between the night Kriya and the morning Kriya. And that itself might lend its itself to indicate that there are indeed two different levels of chiyuvim. So let's begin with a Gemara Megillah Daf Daled Amud Aleph, which is a very interesting Gemara. There's a lot of depth to it, but we'll just scratch the surface. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. I underlined it. Chayav Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Balayla Ulishanosa Bayom. Person has to read the Megillah at night. Ulishanosa. Could you please define the word Lishanosa? So you say it means repeat. Okay, that's not what the Gemara is going to assume in the first line, as you see shortly. Okay. Shenemar. That's what you might think. You'll see the Gemara is not going to say that at first. The Gemara will say it later, but not at first. Shenemar quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Elokai, ekra yomam velo saneh. I cry out during the day and you don't answer me. Velayla, and I cry out at night. Velo dumi ali, and I don't be quiet. I keep on crawling out at night. What do you see? That I dive into in the morning and I also dive into at night. Where is this pasuk? Rashi points out, Ulashanosa bayom, let's assume it means you repeat it at day, both a day and night. Zecher l'neis, why? Shayuzoakim b'meitzarasan yom v'layla. They would cry out in their terror, in their fear, in their tshuva, in their tefillah, day and night. Interesting that Rashi gives that answer, because the Gemara is going to actually have to quote a pasuk to tell me that it's day and night. And it's nothing to do with the fact that they were crying out with Saras and Yom Valayla. Or maybe Rashi is explaining that that is what the next pasuk is going to say. The pasuk, when it says, I, David Hamel, call out to you at night and day, just like in Shushan, they called out night and day. What is this pasuk? Where is this pasuk that David Hamel refers to calling out at night and day? The Mizmor, the famous Mizmor called Lamnatzeach al Ayelas HaShachar. The Mizmor in Tehillim, that is a reference to Ayelas HaShachar, also known as, a.k.a. Esther is also referred to as Ayelas HaShachar. She's the morning star. She's the last, she's the morning star, whatever, which is a reference to Esther. So that pasuk that refers to Esther tells us that I cry out to you during the day and I cry out to you also at night, which teaches us that our crying out to Hashem has to be both night and day. Let's pause here for a moment. This reference to Megillah sounds like Megillah is a tefillah. You're crying out. We're using a pasuk that says, I cry out to you during the day and I cry out to you at night. It doesn't say I praise you during the day and I praise you at night. It doesn't say I tell your wonders during the day and I tell your wonders at night. It doesn't say I tell the nations of how great you are during the day and how great you are at night. It says I cry out to you. I pour out my heart to you at day, and I cry out to you at night. It sounds like it's some kind of tefillah.
How does the pasuk have any effect when it's completely anachronistic?
You're saying because the pasuk was written by David HaMelech well before this ever happened.
All of our holidays are based on something that happened in the past.
That is correct.
And it would seem that that pasuk is...
So as Chazal understand it, Chazal understand that perek in Tehillim in its entirety, I think the Gemara explains that parak in its entirety is a nevuah about Esther and Mordechai. So you have to see how Chazal read it. But in Chazal's eyes, it's a nevuah. And in that nevuah, it says, I cry out day and night. So that's going to be the two times we read the Megillah. Okay, so Sabar Mina, the Gemara says, what does it mean, as I asked you a few minutes ago, what does it mean, L'shano Sabayom? First we thought, L'mikri B'layel, you have to read it at night, read the Megillah at night. Ulamisnia, when it says L'shano Sabayom, what does the word L'shano mean? L'shon Mishnah, as in like Shisha Sidri Mishnah. That at night you have to read the Megillah. Ulamisna Masnis Indida B'yamama. And during the day you have to learn Mishnayis Megillah. Wow. That's what it means. You have to read the Megillah at night. L'shanosa b'yom means and to learn Mishnayos about it during the day. That means you have to learn Maseches Megillah. You have to read the Megillah once at night. The next morning, what do?
Mishnayos.
You daven Shmona Esrei. You say Valetzion. You say Aleinu, Shir Shel Yom. And then everybody sits down and the rabbi teaches Mishnayos Megillah. Mishnayos Maseches Megillah. No, that's not what it means. L'shanosa b'yom ra'el, l'shanosa means to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Itmar Nami, now look at the last paragraph of the Gemara. Itmar Nami, or Rechel Bar Rav'ula Bar Biraf, from the Suri of Biri. Chayev Adam Likos, it's a Megillah Balaylo. Again, he repeats the halach that you have to lay in the Megillah at night, l'shanosa, and repeat it again in the daytime. But look at this pasuk that he quotes. Shneamar lemani zamercha kavod velo yidom. I should pray. I should sing your praises of your kavod velo yidom, and I shall not be silent. Why is it repeating itself? I shall sing your praises, and I shall not be silent. Says Rashi, zamercha kavod. I shall sing your praises bayom velo yidom, and I shall not be silent by laila. And this pasuk is also in a parak of Tehillim that is a reference to Mordechai and Esther. Fine. Look at the end of that Rashi. Kriyas Megillah, Shevachu. Shmefars Mimesanes. V'hakom Mekalsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what we have is two psukim as the source for the fact that Megillah should be repeated. Interestingly enough, one pasuk gives me a sense of Megillah serving as a tefillah, and this second pasuk gives me the sense that the Megillah is a Sipur Hanes, is a praising of Hashem.
So it could be a reaction to the tefillah. We davened back then, and we had Yeshua, and now we're going to praise him. Just like we davened then, night and day, now we're going to praise him night and day.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine, no problem. So Tosis over there says something fascinating. He says, even though the Gemara that we just learned told us that there are two sources for Mikra Megillah, one at night, one in day, which sounds like they're equal, Tosis says, I'm going to tell you that they are not identical. Well, Shanosa Bayom, before we see Tosis, do we say a Shachianu at night? Yes, we do, of course. We haven't done Kriyas Megillah in a year. Of course we do. What about the next morning? Do we say Shachianu? Well, let's think. When was the last time we did this mitzvah? Last night. So presumably, you're not going to say Shachianu on a mitzvah you did the day before, right? The second day you do Netilas Lulav, do you say Shachianu?
No.
Why? Because you did it yesterday. The second day you light Hanukkah candles, do you say Shachianu? No, because you did it yesterday. The second time you laid Megillah, did you say Shachianu? No, because you did it last night. That's what I would assume. Comes Tosis and says, Omer Ri, I think Ri is Rabbi Yaakov, who is also which is Rabbi Natam. The Afal gav de mevarech zman balayla. Even though he said Shachianu at night, the first time you read Megillah, Choser umevarech oso bayom, you repeat Shachianu during the next morning. Why? The Iker pirsuma nisa heve bekriya diyamama. Rabbi Natam tells us that the main pirsuma nisa is indeed the kriya bayom. Fascinating. What is he saying? He's saying that yes, at night there's a mitzvah to lay in the Megillah, or do a mini Pirsumanisa maybe, or maybe not at all. And the day, Kriya during the day, is the main one. So why did you do it at night? Because you had to. It was the first day you did the mitzvah. Why do you say Shachianu during the day? Because it's the real one, which is sort of funny. That's Tosis doesn't say that, as you noticed. You're adding something very late, and maybe only because of other opinions, but that's not what we saw. That's not what we see here.
But it's funny that the Gemara says repeat it. Repeat it sounds like it's supplementary.
repeat it sounds like the second one is not as important. I hear what you're saying. Let's see. Tosis has three proofs. Rabbi Natan has three proofs that the Iker, that Rabbi Natan has three proofs that the main Pirsumanis is Bayom. He says, because what comes first? The night of Purim or the day of Purim? Of course, the night. So if I have to tell you that the source of reading doubly is Lamani Zamercha Chavod, I should sing out your praise, Vilo Yidom, and I shouldn't be silent. Which one is first?
Sing the night.
I should sing out your praise at night.
And repeat it
in the day. Look at Rashi, the last on source number one. Zamercha Chavod, Bayom. Vilo Yidom, Balaila. It's out of order. Why is it out of order? Why does it say Lamani Zamercha Kavod? That's referring to the daytime. Isn't that the second one, not the first one? It says Tosfos. V'kronami mashu kein d'chtiv alayla. I'm sorry, that's a different pasuk that he's referring to. The first pasuk that the Gemara had quoted also lists it out of order and first mentions Bayom. Why? It says, I'll praise you. It says, I'll call out to you during the day and I will not be quiet at night. That means I'll call out to you during the day. That sounds like the main one. You see, it's the main one, is the day. Klomer afagav shekorei bayom, chayv likros balayla, v'ikr is the daytime, because it's mentioned first. That's the first point. Look at the next bullet point of Tosfos. Tosfos is going to say something incredible. You know, you want to know how I know that the main pirsumanis is bayom? Because you know what else we do bayom?
Seuda.
We have the seuda bayom. Rabosai. The seuda is a din of... Why do I have a seuda?
Reut.
Friendship, love, fun, simcha. What is Tosfos proving from here? Tosfos is saying, since this su'uda has to be by day, and the Gemara says explicitly, you're not yosi by night. You can't be yosi by night, right? If you have a big business deal that next day, you say, I'll have my party the night before, I'll have my su'uda the night before. So you can't do that. So what do? You have your su'uda dafka by day. Why? Says Tosfos, oh, from the fact that you have the su'uda by day, that proves to us that the Iker Pirsuma Nisa is?
By day.
Wait a second. What does a Suda have to do with Pirsuma Nisa? You see something incredible from Tosfos. You see from Tosfos that the Suda itself is a kiyum of not just Simcha, not just Reus, not Ava, not I don't know what, but Pirsuma Nisa. And since the main Suda is by day, since the Suda, the mitzvah of Suda is by day, so it must be that the main Pirsumanisa is by day. So therefore the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is serves as a Pirsumanisa, the main one is also by day. Fascinating. And a third proof. Third proof is V'hachinami mashmi d'chsiv niskarim v'na'asim. The Megillah, at the end of the Megillah, says that on Purim, these various mitzvos, the mitzvos of Purim, of Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim, and the Seuda, should be remembered and performed. And we are make a hekesh, v'iskish zechir la'asiya. The remembering of Purim, meaning the reading of the Megillah, should be equated to the mitzvahs hayom. And just like the main mitzvahs of the day are, when do we do Mishloach Manos? On the day of Purim. When do we do Matanos Levyonim? On the day of Purim. When do we do the Seuda? On the day of Purim. So too, when should the Zechira of Purim be, meaning the Kriyas HaMegillah? Also on the day of Purim. So therefore, we see that there are three sources, three reasons that indicate that the main Pirsumanis is Bayom, and therefore Tosfos is Mechadesh. Since the main Kriya is Bayom, guess what? Even though you said Shachyanu last night, you should say it again Bayom. Is that what we do? Do we say Shachyanu both? Yes, we do. We say Shachyanu at night and in the morning because of this Rabbeinu Tam.
First one because it's the first time we're doing it.
And the second one because it's the main time that we're doing it. Right. Okay. Let's go to number five. Number five is the Rashba comes and tells us also the same point of Rabbeinu Tam, that the main Kriya is by Yom. That's where the main Pirsumanisa is. And therefore, the main Kriya is by Yom. Now we're asked, Tosfos, when he talked about why the main Kriya is by Yom, Tosfos said that the main Kriya is by Yom because the main Pirsumanisa is by Yom. And he gave us a few reasons why the main Pirsumanisa is by Yom. The Rashba is going to say a little bit of a different point. Not why the main Pirsumanisa is by Yom, but the fact that the main Kriya is Bayom. And he has different diyukim from different Mishnayos, how we know that the main Kriya is Bayom. I'll give you one example. He says, we have a Mishnah that says, talking about when could you read the Megillah? If you wake up late, you drink too much Lel Purim. This happened. I remember when I was in the Heights, guys would have a, drink a little too much at the Purim Chagiga at night, and they wake up Purim morning at 11 in the morning. So, what do? How late could they hear the Megillah?
All day.
So, there's a Mishnah that says that. Mishnah says you could read the Megillah all day. Let me ask you a different question. Let's say somebody comes back from work, somebody's a nurse, a doctor, he comes back from work 10 o'clock on Lel Purim. Could he hear the Megillah at 10 o'clock at night? 11 o'clock at night? 2 in the morning? Comes back from Hatzalah call at 2 in the morning. Could you hear the Megillah then? Okay, so in the same way the Mishnah says explicitly that Kriyas Megillah by Yom, you should say you could do all day long. I would expect that it would also say in Kriyas Megillah by night, you could do all night. I would expect there to be such a Mishnah. Interestingly enough, there's only one of those two. There's only a Mishnah that says, that Kriyas Megillah is Kol HaYom. Guess what it doesn't say? Kriyas HaMegillah at night is Kol HaLaila. Why not? You see, says Rashba, that the main Kriyas HaMegillah is really the day one. That's why the Mishnah talks about the day one. The night one is...
They didn't have electricity then.
That's true, but they had candlelight. Read by the candlelight. There's no difference whether it's at 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. It's equally dark. Okay, that's one of the proofs, and he has other proofs that the main Kriya is by day, as we are proving. Now I want to show you a proof that you're going to love. You're going to love this one. This is a proof from the Ran, also proving the same point in source number 6. The Ran comes and brings the same opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that says that the main Kriya is by Yom, and therefore you should say Shechayonu a second time because it's for the main Kriya. Listen to the Ran. There's a Gemara that we all know.
Which number is the 6?
It's number 6, yes. The Gemara that we all know talks about Neros Chanukah. And the Gemara says, by Neros Chanukah, a Gemara that we all know in Maseches Shabbos, how many brachas do you make on the first night of Chanukah?
Three.
And the Gemara says, what are they? Asher k'dushas etzavit zonah la'adak Neros Chanukah. Shas anis navaseinu. And, of course, Shechianu. And the next time the Gemara says, and how many brachas do you make the rest of Chanukah?
Two.
And what is it? The first two, and what do we leave out? Shechianu. So what would I expect to find in Shas in the discussion of Megillah? I would expect to find the same discussion. How many brachas do you make when you read the Megillah at night? You make three brachas. Asher k'dushas etzavit zonah l'kra'as HaMegillah. Then Shas HaNisim and Shechianu. And the Gemara should continue and say, how many brachas do you make during the day? Only two, because you don't say Shechianu. Interestingly enough, guess what? Shas only makes that distinction between the first night and the rest of the days on Chanukah, and doesn't make that distinction on Purim. What does that show itself? The fact that it has this paradigm of first night as opposed to other nights of Chanukah and doesn't say that paradigm of first Kriya as opposed to the second Kriya, it sounds like they're going to be the same. The first night and the second, and the first night and the daytime of Purim are both going to be three brachos with the Shechianu. It's a beautiful rite. Look at that inside after the three dots. Says Ran, Amrina, Mai Mefarech, on Chanukah, what do we make a bracha? Manach stands for the three brachas. Asher k'dushas etzavit zonah al mitzvas l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah and Shas Anisim and... Okay, so it made the point that I just said. Okay, so we have so far seen Tosos, the Rashba, the Ran, all say this idea that the Kriyas Hayom is more important than the Kriyas Halayla, and therefore even though you said Shechian at night, you're going to say Shechian a second time because it's more important by day. Okay.
Can one possibly argue that, I don't know if Tommy Carson is to say that the Laila was instituted later?
1,000%. You know who says that? If you want to be an apikoros, you're welcome to be, and you could be with the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo La Mivilna, the Dayan of Vilna, in the time of the...
We have this discussion, the first Mishnayos of Megillah, about Megillah Nigres. It's Nigres because of the Yom HaKal, when the Bezdin sat, but it all has to do with the day. What are these people who have to come to the
cross? Yeah, well, I skipped that. The Rashba talked about that. I skipped it. It's here. I just skipped over it. Yes. The Binyan Shlomo says what you're saying. So Mr. Bergman's mechavan to the Binyan Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo Mivilna, the Dayan of Vilna, in the 1700s, I believe. And he says something wild. He says something that, again, as even Mr. Bergman was worried that might be Epicurus's. It's not Epicurus's, but it is wild. He says that maybe the Kriyas HaMegillah, because again, we skipped some of the proofs, but it seems like all the Mishnayos talk about Kriya Bayom, and none of them reference Kriya Balayla. So the suggestion is that maybe the Kriyas HaMegillah, that was the Takana, the original Takana, was only by day. Only later in history, when we look at source number one, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came and said, you have to read the Megillah by day and repeat it by night and repeat it by day, only from that point forward, in the time of the Amoraim, much later in history, was there an additional institution of also laning it by night. And that's a later institution and a lower level of institution and an institution that didn't make its way into the various Mishnayos. That's why all the Mishnayos that were cited all indicate that the Kriya is Bayom and don't refer to the fact that it's Balayla. So that's a long arichas among the Echronim. And they're at Stadim, Lakan, Lakan.
How do you justify Chayav in making the brachas if it's just a custom that was amended later?
Excellent question. How could you make a bracha?
What's the question?
How, if indeed it was something that was instituted after the time of the Mishnah, and after the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who established the brachos, to do it at night.
Yeah.
Then the time of the Mishnah wasn't the halacha. Only they only introduced this Kriya Balayla.
Right.
How could you make a bracha on it? How can you make a bracha on it if it's such a late institution? So, did the Chacham in the time of the Gemara have the ability to establish brachas?
When did we start saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh? It's not mentioned in the Mishnayos, is it?
Well, it's so much not mentioned in the Mishnayos. The Rambam doesn't even hold that way. The Sfaradim don't even do it.
It's a minhag.
Don't do what?
Don't make a bracha on Chatzi Halal, because it's a minhag.
Right.
So there's machlokas rishonim if you're allowed to make a bracha on a minhag.
We also say chayiv. Chayiv is a very strong language of chayiv of the Mishnah.
Right.
We're talking about the bracha now.
Both. I was bringing up both.
No, that's
true. So it could be some kind of takana. Yeah, I hear that. That could be your question is a good question. That would be a good critique of this opinion of the Binyan Shlomo that says that it was indeed not a real takana. It's a much later takana. You're asking, so then why should you make brachas on it? It's a good question.
How can anybody say the second brach on the date, the Megillah reading daytime is more choshu if the original takana was only at night?
No, the original takana was only by day. By day. Do you remember we had a proof just a moment ago? I'm going to reject one proof. It's just the Ar Sameach goes through a number of these proofs and knocks them, these proofs of the Rishonim, and the Ar Sameach knocks them out one at a time. Do you remember we just mentioned the proof that, you know how we know that the main Kriyas, you know how I prove that there is Shechiyonu by day in Purim? Because the Gemara in Hilchas Chanukah said, the first night you have three brachas, and the rest of Chanukah you only have two, because you don't do Shechiyonu. And there's no such Gemara by Purim. So it sounds like by Purim, you just like you have three brachas in the beginning with Shechiyonu, so too, when you read by day, you have three brachos with Shechiyonu. Says the Or Sameach, this is towards the top, right before number 8. Says the Or Sameach, no. Chanukah and Purim are fundamentally different. How many Nisim were there on Chanukah? There were eight Nisim on Chanukah. How many Nisim were there on Purim? There was one. So on Chanukah, there are eight Nisim. I might think that since there are eight different Nisim, every day I'm commemorating a different Nis, there's a Hava Amina. We might think that I should say Shechiyonu
every day,
again and again and again. So therefore, the Gemara have to tell me that, you know, on Chanukah, you don't say it again and again and again. Masha'ein came by Purim, where there's only one miracle, so of course you're only going to say Zman once. It's one thing that you're commemorating. It's not a new commemoration each day. Each Kriyas will commemorate the same, two Kriyas to commemorate the same one point. As opposed to the eight nights of Chanukah, each Hadlokas Neros is commemorating a different nes. The first nes, the second nes, the third nes, the fourth nes. So therefore by Chanukah there's a Hava Mina that I might have an additional Shechiyonah for the additional nes each day. That's why you need the Gemara to say, no, you only make Shechiyonah the first night of Chanukah, not the other nights. So beautiful answer of the Or Sameach, or of Meir Simcha, to reject that proof of the Ran. Okay. Now, why do I have to read Megillah? Is the mitzvah of reading Megillah a mitzvah midaraisa?
No.
So that means it's a mitzvah midarabanan?
Yes.
So there's something between midaraisa and midarabanan. Something that's a chiyuv from Tanakh. We'll call it midarei sofrim. Call it divrei kabbalah, as we'll see momentarily. So there are nafkaminas whether a mitzvah is daraisa or derabanan, and as we're saying now, divrei kabbalah. For example, we're more machmir, do we say savik derabanan l'halkel by those mitzvahs that are divrei kabbalah? Maybe, I don't know. Do you have to have kavara? Let's say you're a sofer, or let's say you're a rebbe, and you're teaching the Megillah, and you didn't have kavana when you were reading or teaching this Megillah. You didn't have kavana to be yotzi in the mitzvah Megillah. Were you yotzi anyway? So it might depend whether you hold that it's a chiyuv midrabanan, or if you actually need, or it's a chiyuv midivrei sofrim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Megillah says that if you had kavana when you were teaching or writing the Megillah as a sofer or teaching it to your students, if you had kavana latzeis, you're good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is going like sasam bazeh kaposkim desrilhu that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming you have to have kavana to be yotzei. And when do we say you need kavana? One second. Look at the shara. Well, let me back up. What I'm trying to say is the following. I'm trying to say that we're going to see right now in the Achronim suggestions that maybe the kriya by day is the chiyuv of the Megillah telling you to read the Megillah. That's a kriya midirei so from a high level. Masha'enkin, the kriya at night is not a chiyuv midivrei sofrim. It's not such a high level of obligation. It's only me drabanan, a lowly me drabanan. Therefore, there's going to be a difference whether you have to have the kavana to be yotze or not. Okay, I just want to point that out, that fits very well with what we're saying when the Rabbeinu Tam and all the Rishonim are telling us that the main reading is during the day. It's not just that it's the main reading, it's that reading is indeed a higher level. It's midivrei sofrim. It's midivrei kabbalah. It's from the Nevi'im that tells that you have to read. And the reading at night is only a chiv derabanan, a lower level chiv. That pasuk in the Megillah, it says that you should, that you have to read the Megillah, that's referring to the day. Okay. Let me share with you an interesting idea of the Tzafnas Panech in source number 13. Now that we're saying that the main kriya is by day, and the secondary kriya, which is only Durabbanan, it's a lower level, it's only Durabbanan, it's by night, maybe we could say that they're qualitatively different. Not just that they're different in terms of how strong they are they midivrei sofrim or only Durabbanan, they might be qualitatively different. And they might have different halachas, as we'll see in a minute. Says the Ragat Shavar in the Tzafnas Panech in source number 13, and this I mentioned at Mincha yesterday, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah has two parts. Just like the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah have two parts. What are the two parts of the mitzvah of Chanukah candles? One is to light the candles, and the second is to make a Pursuma Nisa. So too, reading the Megillah has two parts. It's to do the action of reading the Megillah, and a second Kiyum is Pursuma Nisa. Says that Tzafnas Paneach, those two are two separate chiyuvim. The mitzvah to read at night is not a real mitzvah. The real mitzvah is to read during the day. That's the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. So why do we read at night? To fulfill? Pursuma Nisa, not to do a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, Pursuma Nisa might have different halachas. For example, Pursuma Nisa you could do with children. 10 people, not 10 adults, could be 10 children. Why? Because that's enough to do Pirsuma Nisa. That's something that the Rav Lechavar suggests. I want to finish off. What?
Is that accepted?
How it comes out halacha ma'isa, I'm scared to. I didn't do the halacha ma'isa on that point. I don't know. I'm not sure. The Rav Lechavar also says, let's say at night, this happened to me. Let's say at night, you're stuck at home and you have to read by yourself. You read the Megillah by yourself. And then you find out that there's a shul that has a late night Megillah reading for people who are at work and didn't get home till 10 p.m. Do you have to read again? Of course not. You're yotze the Megillah. You read it, of course, you read it to yourself. Says the Rav Lechavar, according to what I just said, that the Kriya at night is a din of, not of Kriya, but of Pirsuma Nisa. You didn't fulfill your din at night. You read by yourself. You're not Yotze. The din at night is Pirsuma Nisa. And therefore, you reading by yourself in your living room and at your dining room table, I'm very happy you read, but that night the mitzvah is not three. At night the mitzvah is Pirsuma Nisa. And you didn't have Pirsuma Nisa because you did it in the privacy of your own home. And therefore you have to go after you sat for an hour at your dining room table breaking your teeth over that Megillah that you got from your grandfather. You have to get up, put your gotchkas back on, put your coat back on, drive out to Chabad to get the 10 o'clock, the 10 p.m. Kriyas HaMegillah, Bitzibur.
And you still have to read it in Yechidus if you don't know about that.
Yeah, if you have nothing, then you'll do it, yes. Right.
How did your presence fulfill your need of Pirsuma Nisa?
In the same way that Hanukkah candles, if I'm in a place where there are no other Jews, I will still light for the Pirsuma Nisa for myself. On some level, if I'm by myself with no one around, I'll still lay in at night to fulfill the Pirsuma Nisa component of Megillah for myself. But if I find that there is a minion, then I have to do the real Pirsuma Nisa with 10 people. And I have to go again, says the Rav Lechavar.
They have the 10 people. They did the Pirsuma Nisa.
But you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Pirsuma Nisa component, which is the mitzvah of the night.
So then the Rav saying that Shmiah
is a fulfillment, yes. Yeah. Shmiah is Pirsuma Nisa, 100%. Just like Re'iyah is Pirsuma Nisa. If you don't have a house, or your wife lights for you, and you're out of town, all you have to do is see a candle. You don't have to light a candle. You could be Yotzi with your life's lighting. You could see the candle. Why? Because you're fulfilling the Pirsuma Nisa by seeing the candle. If your wife wasn't lighting for you, or if you don't see a candle, guess what? If you don't see any candles, even though your wife lit for you at home, you'd have to light your own candle. You know why? You were Yotze the Hadlaka, but you weren't Yotze the Pirsuma Nisa. You have to light a candle so that you could see one. So too, says the Rav Lechavar,
if you read the Megillah at night by yourself, would you make a bracha on it? Because there's no Pirsuma Nisa. And the whole Iker was for that.
It's a good question.
So should you make a bracha on it?
It's a good question. I don't know.
That's the Iker thing.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay. And based on what we said, the Rav Lechavar says we understand full well. If the mitzvah at night is Pirsuma Nisa, and the mitzvah at day is a different mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of actually doing Kriyas HaMegillah, and that mitzvah is Kriya. Are you going to say Shachianu by day? Of course, it's a different mitzvah. You're doing a different mitzvah. I mean, it's the same tzur of the mitzvah. You're going through the same actions of reading, you know, from page 1 to page 26. But it's a totally different chiyah. One was a Pirsuma Nisa, one was a mitzvah Kriya. Two different mitzvahs. You're going to, of course, yes, say Shachianu a second time.
Word,
I hear what you're saying. You're saying if you miss a word or two or three or four or five, you still do it Pirsuma Nisa. So that's a good question that we can analyze. Is it enough? There's a certain tsura of the Pirsuma Nisa. You know, if you fly a plane, if you do firecrackers, and in firecrackers you make you shoot into the sky all the whole story in visual form or in words, in firecrackers and lights in the sky, did you fulfill Pirsuma Nisa? No, because there's a tzura of what the Pirsuma Nisa is. What's the tzura? Read the Megillah. Really? So it could be if you missed a word or two,
it's not
the tzura of the Pirsuma Nisa, the Chachamim wanted to have.
Right.
That could be. Okay, Rabosai, we're now going to finish off by turning everything that we just said on its head. Let's see a Rambam, Rabosai. We just finished learning all the Rishonim. We just finished learning the Ram, the Rash, Patosis. We skipped the Meiri, we saw the Ragachar. We saw so many people are all assuming that you have one mitzvah at night, a separate mitzvah during the day. Therefore, since it's a separate mitzvah, since the main Iker Kriya is Bayom, you say Shachianu a second time. Gentlemen, look at the Rambam in source number 14, who turns everything on its head. Says the Rambam, mitzvah lekrosa b'layla v'yom, of course. And how many brachas do you make on a Megillah? Three brachas. U'bayom eino chozer u'mevarech shachiyano. Then the source number 14. Says the Rambam, against everything we've learned tonight, the Rambam's opinion is that you do not recite shachiyano on the next day. Clearly, why don't you recite shachiyano on the next day? Because you did it at night. And clearly the Rambam is assuming that are they the same mitzvah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same mitzvah. You did this one already. So you're not going to say Shechian a second time. Mm-hmm. That means the Rambam argues on everything we said for the past 30 minutes. Everything. Everything.
Rebbe, yeah? It's hard to do like that?
We go out of our way to have kavana for the other mitzvahs of the day. In the morning.
Now you understand that. Now you can come back. Mr. Bergman, you remember you said that during the day you have kavanah for the other mitzvahs also.
Yep.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to what we did until now, all the Rishonim, you don't need to have kavanah during the day for anything else. Because there's a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of Kriya Samagila during the day. It's a different mitzvah, it's the Ikar mitzvah. So you're saying Shachianu on the mitzvah. But now, thank you, Mr. Klingowitz, now you realize that there's a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says that by day you should not say Shachianu at all. We do, though, but we're nervous, right? Because I'm doing against the Rambam. So what will I do to assuage that, to calm those nerves? What do I do to make me feel calm? After all, the Rambam says I shouldn't. There's a bracha levatal, I shouldn't be saying this.
You do have
it. So I'll have at least a kavana for something new. Hmm. Like what? Like the mitzvah sayom, like the seuda, like the mishloach manos, like the... But that's only because... Shita's Rambam that I'm terrified because I'm saying a bracha batal according to the Rambam. So to solve, to assuage the problem that the Rambam is angry at me, to circumvent the Rambam's anger, I'm going to try to, you know, at least have a little extra kavana that I didn't have last night for the mitzvah hayom of today, of the Mataros Levyonim and the Mishloach Manos. That is correct. We'll see in a moment. I want to tell you a fascinating historical bit of information, source number 15. So the Gadol Hador, we mentioned previously, I think on Sunday morning, we mentioned that the Gadol Hador, before the Rashba and the Rush, was the Maharam Rotenberg. Maharam Rotenberg, of course, he was imprisoned in the early 1300s by Emperor Rudolf in Germany, and he had a Talmud. The Maharam Rotenberg had a Talmud, Rav Meir Mirotenberg. Rav Meir Mirotenberg is the author of the Hagos Maimonius. So the Hagos Maimonius on the Rambam, he quotes some things from his Rebbe, the Maharam Mirotenberg. It's not that they had the same last name, they were just both from the same city, Rotenberg. So the Hagos Maimonius, Rav Meir Mirotenberg, says that, you know, after commenting on the Rambam, the Rambam says you don't make another Shachianu. And then he quotes all those Rishonim say, you do say Shachianu. Look at what I underlined. Shuv matzasi b'shem Maharam, Haram, I found written in the name of the Maharam in Rotenberg, you know what he would do? Listen to this, it'll blow your socks off. Shuhu ba'atzma, I guess he learned the Megillah, or I don't know if he learned the Megillah. Shuhu ba'atzmo, hayo mevarech gam bayom zman. Everybody would only say Shachianu at night and not during the morning. They went like the Rambam and they didn't say Shechianu in the morning. But you know what he would do? He would quietly say Shechianu gam vayom zman, he would say Shechianu belachash, quietly bishas anias amein shel hakahal. When the whole tzibur is saying amein to his bracha, let's assume that he was the Baal Kore. Eshas anisim lavoseinu bayomim ohein bazman hazeh. While everyone is saying amen, he would quickly say to himself quietly, to be yotze the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. I guess he held like Rabbeinu Tam. He would say the bracha,
yeah.
Meaning everyone else isn't.
Not quiet.
But while everyone else says amen, they're long. Amen. He's fulfilling the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and saying the Shehachianu, as everyone else is saying Amen. Fascinating historical bit. Okay, let's skip all the way down to the Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin, Rabbeinu? It's a raging machlokas Rishonim. How do we paskin? Says the Mechaber, like the Rambam, HaKoyis Megillah Mevarech Lefanel Gilma Brachos. Like the Rambam, of course, the Mechaber is like the Rambam. Sfardim will not say Shechianu. Comes the Ramah. Who is this? Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, the Magid Mishnah, some of whom we quoted. I want to just actually show you one interesting thing in the source 17, and with this we'll finish. The Shrut HaRashbash, the Rashbash is the son of the Tashbates. Okay, interesting to know. And he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't say Shechianu during the morning. Others say that you do. And look what he concludes with. V'chein kosam afarshim zal, v'chein nagub kan be'al-gazir. I don't know where he lived. What's Al-Gazir? Algiers, thank you. Yeah, probably Algiers. That they do say Shechianu, like the Rabbeinu Tam. Af al pi shanu misnagim al pi Rambam. He says something fascinating. He says, even though our custom, and let's assume it's Algiers, is that we follow the Rambam for everything. But in this, we don't. In this, we don't. Even though we follow the Rambam in all kinds of things, says the Rashbash, in the aspect of saying Shechianu, we will not go like the Rambam. Rather, we will say Shechianu during the daytime as well. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zohar. So it comes out. It's Machlokas, Ramah, and Mechaber, Rambam against all the other Rishonim. We saw why the Rishonim say that you do say Shechianu during the day, because it's a different chiyuv, it's a new chiyuv, it's a different kind of mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of kriya as opposed to being just a mitzvah of pirsum anisa. It's the ikur chiyuv, it's the chiyuv that's midirei sofrim. The Rambam takes it all, throws it in the garbage, and says, no, it's the same mitzvah by day and by night, it's the same exact mitzvah, you said already Shechianu last night, you don't need to do it again. We should be zocha, Be'ez Hashem, to enjoy ourselves, Be'ez Hashem. Next Thursday night, we will not have a shir because we will hopefully be busy with other kinds of mitzvahs.